Welcome back to the Guided Collective. Now, a monthly podcast episode focusing on my energy predictions and forecasts for the month ahead. I am your host, Helen Jacobs, and I'm thrilled to be back, to have you here, and to dive into the energy of November 2023. But don't worry, if you pick this episode up at some other time, please know you've been intuitively guided to this podcast at exactly the right time. Now, the card that I have pulled for the month ahead is the Creativity card. And there's actually quite a few things to cover off with this card. Some of them are quite obvious and some of them not so obvious. Creativity, quite naturally, brings up thoughts around artistic pursuits. So for some of us, it's a really simple message to paint, sing, dance, sculpt, whatever your creative leanings may be. There is a lot of creative energy around at the time that this goes to air that wants you to use it, that wants you to tap into it and to really work with those creative energies. Now, for those of you who have been playing along and listening for some time, you may have your ears prick up because creativity was one of the cards that was also turned for the annual forecast way back at the start of this year. So we had the creativity card alongside higher self and life lessons. So if you want a refresher or you just hadn't listened to it at all, you can go back in your podcast app to the 2023 annual forecast and you can hear more about that combination of cards and what I predicted at the top of the year. But the reason that I bring it up here is that we have one of the three cards that were emphasized for the year ahead. So November itself brings us an opportunity to solidify or to make a bigger impact with our own theme for the year to, we've only got 2 months left of 2023. And so I guess there's an opportunity for us to bring home those intentions that we set at the top of the year. But more specifically, the creativity card or theme or energy is now at the forefront. What we've also been moving through throughout the year has focused on the higher self and life lessons part of that equation. Over the past few months in particular, many of us have had life lesson after life lesson after life lesson. There has been, for myself included, an extended period here of soul searching, of clarifying, of being very intentional with what we want moving forward, who we are moving forward, and that's also true at a collective level too. But if we've more or less come through the lessons and the soul searching and hopefully having connected with our higher self and seeing ourselves and our lives from that higher perspective, then now creativity returns anew. As I tune into the energy here of creativity, there are some associated themes. Creativity is very much a feminine energy. It is swaying your hips and connecting to the earth and that creative or fertile energy, life force energy. you know, swaying your hips and stomping barefoot on the ground is an image that I have here. Possibly around a fire, there is this sort of conjuring element to this energy, and maybe you can tap into that yourself. Of course, creativity has its own life cycle. And the theme for October, even though I wasn't podcasting at the time, the theme for October was seasons and cycles. I think actually in one of the last episodes before I took a break, I was hinting at change, that there would be endings and beginnings. And so hopefully, for many of us now, we're feeling that new beginning. Certainly, I am feeling a new beginning, hence the return of the podcast. But with that, we need to understand that creativity isn't fast. It's not on a schedule. It is more cyclical. It is more seasonal. And so if we think about just that life cycle, we have to conceive. We have to conceive the idea, or physically, if you know this was more fertility than creativity. It's the same cycle, right? There is a conception of ideas. There's a gestation of ideas before there is a labor and a birth. And so you may also want to be thinking about how that relates to you personally, how that may relate to your own creativity or your own creative projects. And certainly for many of us, we're likely to be in that, in those early stages, you know, brainstorming or heartstorming, tuning into and tapping into. And if you're not, then you're missing out, because the energy that is at play here is ripe for creation. So things that you thought may have been long dead and buried, like this podcast, may come back to life. There may be a new creative surge or clarity that comes from having ended one cycle and beginning something else. If you're still unsure, come back to that annual theme. Focus more on that higher self and life lessons component of the annual theme, but really pay attention to what may be even percolating in your mind as you're listening to this forecast. Are there creative projects that you have intuitively been drawn to or thinking about? Have there been some creative projects that you were interested in at the start of the year, but life or other energy got in the way? And by the way, it wasn't really in the way, it's all part of the plan. So also be on the lookout throughout the month of November for those signs and symbols of where your next creative project may be found. And so this leads me into broadening out this reference to creative energy and harnessing our creative skill and, you know, really tapping into our creative wisdom, our feminine wisdom. There are links here, as I've mentioned, with fertility, Mother Earth, seasons and cycles, and there is something beginning, and you know, the universe wants to co-create with us. If we are dancing with the universe, we are more likely to notice those signs and symbols, to notice perhaps what idea is taking hold, or like I said before, what may actually be starting to come back to life. The image that I have with that is an orchid, which when in bloom is beautiful and you know that it's alive. But then there is a period where it's not in bloom. You know, I've been prone to think that the orchid is dead, but lo and behold, it is not. I guess it's more like a hibernation. So think about, with your own creative projects and cycles, what you have been learning over the past few months? How have you gained a higher perspective of yourself or the creative project or the timing of it? And how are you going to, dance with that and be light with that as you return to these creative projects? Now, I have already turned the cards for actually the remainder of the year, and I'm just starting to look into 2024. I will have more news on that soon. I would highly recommend that you jump on my newsletter that goes out every Monday and you follow me on Instagram, helenjacobs.co, because I've got some news about that soon. But in terms of the weeks ahead for November, the weekly themes are going to be emailed for free to anyone on my email list. So I won't be sharing them on the podcast, but I do want to weave them in here without giving too much away. Now, I spoke before about co-creating with the universe, that if we tune or attune ourselves to this creative frequency, we are going to be more open, more able to receive the cosmic downloads, the creative ideas that may seemingly come out of nowhere, that there will be a lot of breadcrumbs around our creative pursuits if we are willing to be open and to look for them. Part of that attunement is about our four bodies, our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual or energetic bodies. The more attuned we are, the higher the frequency and vibration that we will be humming along at, but the more that we can not just create, but also manifest or attract to us. Now, this brings me to an interesting point because the conversation around manifesting is often focused on attracting or drawing to you something that already exists. Creativity is often about the manifestation of something, the creation of something that does not yet physically exist. So for some of us, we may need to find that co-creation, the dance with the universe, to manifest or attract to us the people, the places, the equipment, the resources to support what we want to create, what we're bringing to life where there was no thing before. So there are some references there to create between creativity and manifesting as well. I also want to just bring our awareness back to the center for creation, and it sits in the soul. In the sacral region. You can think of it like a metaphysical womb. The creative energy I'm talking about is around gestating and growing and allowing some idea to percolate for some time. Now, this is different to the energy of the throat. Now, the throat is focused on expression. So think more communicating our creative ideas or sharing our creative ideas. But we're not there yet. The energy of the moment of the month ahead is more specifically linked with that sacral chakra, more feminine and dancing and conjuring. Think attracting and alluring and magnetism. There is a pulsing and a rhythm that is here for us to tune into. In order to draw that energy up eventually, this is not our focus for the month ahead, but eventually we're going to need to bring it up and into the throat and out of the throat through communicating and expressing and choosing it in our lives. In order to do that, we're going to need to draw it up through the solar plexus, where we need to gather confidence and gather steam, gather inner reserves, inner strength and power. We're going to need to bring it up through the heart, so that we're able to give and to receive and to, you know, balance the emotions around the creative project, and then it gets shared externally. We are not there yet. So there's not necessarily a race, but instead an opportunity to really delight and luxuriate in the creative process. Attuning ourselves creatively is, in my mind, the same thing as attuning ourselves to source. The greatest source of creativity is the source of all of life. And so the creative act, which is also the name of a book by Rick Rubin, there is a creative act. We create not in isolation, but it is actually a spiritual pursuit. And if we allow our creations to be gifts that we receive, to be purposeful, I want to use the word implantation, kind of conjures up some other images, but there's a divine and cosmic receivership of the creative life force and the creative output that we are guided to create for ourselves and for others. And it is the ultimate spiritual act. So over the coming weeks, as I said, hopefully you'll be signed up and you'll receive my free newsletters, but you're likely to see this creativity unfold. You may be asked to start building confidence in your ideas, to co-create with the universe, to attune your bodies to that energy, and know that there is something purposeful in your creative act, even if it is not for mass consumption. That there is creative life force moving through your body, that there is something that you have thought of, that you want to turn your hand to, is purposeful. And it should be shared and celebrated, of course, when the time is right. So I like to include the affirmation that accompanies the cards in the Little Sage Oracle card deck. And the one for creativity is this: I am a creative being and easily express myself in new and inspired ways. So you may wish to work with that affirmation throughout the month ahead, but there are some other supports and tools and ideas that I want to share with you because these are likely to support you over the coming weeks. Now, some of them I have actually already mentioned. One is dance, swaying your hips and stomping your feet, and calling the earth energy up through your energy centers, calling it up from the earth, actually feeling into the frequency of creation or the creative cycle, that feminine, fertile energy. Anything that you can do to connect in with that is going to serve you greatly. For some of us, it could be through our menstrual cycles. For others, it could be through the lunar cycle or some other cycle of creation. So you can tune into that. If you have been feeling an intuitive nudge to take an art class, to try painting, to take pottery, to, I don't know, make jewelry, whatever it might be, this is your sign. Please follow that nudge. Sometimes the creative pursuit is not about the outcome at all, but there is a transformative and restorative element to our creative pursuits. And so that nudge to take that class or to try that new technique may not be about the technique or the class or the modality itself, but who you might become in that process. So, you know, we can have a bit of fun with our creativity. For those of us at home with young children, it might be getting down on the floor and getting messy and creative with them. It may be older children too. As I'm saying this, my eldest, she has started her own beading business. And so, you know, getting creative with her and watching her design these beads is, you know, it's beautiful and exciting. And actually, it sparks something in me. So just being in creative spaces and places or around other creative people. So to that point, it may be great to get out to your local art gallery or to attend some sort of exhibition or to pick up some beautiful art books or architecture books from your local library. Some other supports here. I have spoken about the energy centers, and so the energy here has really been about drawing it up from the earth and up through the chakras. We want it to percolate a little while in the sacral region. When you feel ready, it's going to start moving up, up, up further until you're ready to express it. But for now, really play with what it feels like to draw energy up through your energy centers and, you know, play around with it, see what happens. It's a light or light-ish month. And if you're not experiencing lightness, perhaps creativity is your portal to some place lighter. Let's see how this month pans out. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more. Why not hit subscribe in your podcast app so you will never miss another episode? Then go visit helenjacobs.co and join the Guided Collective, receiving my weekly insights and weekly energy forecasts to their inbox every Monday.